Aircheckdownloads.com.
Gold Rush and George Michael was making the headlines this very day 21 years ago for all the wrong reasons of that incident in the park in Los Angeles 21 years ago. Yeah. Happier times, Wham, Wake Me Up Before You Go Go, their first ever number one from the Make It Big album. The other thing I find hard to believe about Wham, they only ever released two albums. Fantastic, the first one, Make It Big, and that was it, apart from the greatest hits, but that doesn't really count. Only two albums, but so many hits over the years. Coming up in an hour and a bit, I will give you a chance this morning on a Monday to win £5,400. That is the cash total on the Morning Moldy Mystery Oldie. Chance to get involved, a tiny little clip of the song. You identify it, tell me who it's by and what it's called. In full, £5,400 is yours. Easy-ish. Also on the way, a little survey to get you thinking. It'd be interesting to see how many people have got it right. It'd be interesting also to see how many people it's applicable to. Touching that and a whole lot more, the other side of this, Eagles, Take It Easy, greatest hits radio, where the greatest hits sound better. There's no doubt about that. Wowza, greatest hits radio and the Eagles, Take It Easy for Diddles and Dave listening right now to us via the app. We've downloaded it from our website, greatesthitsradio.co.uk. Now, on the way, David Bowie's Let's Dance. That was the first song I ever played to launch this radio station a couple of months ago, at the beginning of January. Also coming up, Casey and the Sunshine Band, and Please Don't Go, and a survey to get you thinking. Right, listen to this. I'll be interested to see how many people get it right, and how many people this is applicable to. A quarter of all women in the UK will do what at least once in their lifetime? A quarter of all women in the UK will do what at least once in their lifetime? What do you reckon it could be? Text me now, 61054. Start your text with Rossi. Call me 0333 2020 402 is my direct line. Will anybody actually get this one right? We'll find out very, very soon. Right now, it's fastly approaching 6:30 on a Monday morning. Time to check in for the headlines where you are.
Race bosses say this year's Grand National. That's the latest. I'm Sophie Merrick.
Breakfast with Rossi.
The good times.
So good times.
Sound like this.
David Bowie, Let's Dance, Greatest Hits Radio. It is 27 minutes to 7. It's beginning to get bright. A little bit of a misty start in some parts of the UK this morning. My name is Rossi. Trust you had a great weekend. Maybe you lost your shirt on the Grand National. Maybe you didn't. Quarter of all British women will do what at least once in their lifetime? Cheat, says Diane in Worcester. Also Ricardo in the food truck saying exactly the same thing. Nope. Nick in Barnsley, is it get a tattoo? Very good answer, but bang wrong. Very random answer, this. Maxine in Denby said, is it shave their head? No, it's not that either. Apparently a quarter of all women, 25% of women, at some point in their life in the UK will decline a marriage proposal. Do you... Is that applicable to you? I mean, have you been proposed to and you knocked the fella back? He built up all his courage, got down on one knee, only for you to say, nah, thanks. How bad must that feel for the fella, eh? Right then, 70s. What a great decade. Casey and the Sunshine Band were in the charts with Please Don't Go on Greatest Hits Radio. Trust you had a good weekend. Not what you'd call a big punter or a gambler, but, you know, the Grand National, I think everybody, or most people anyway, get involved. So I put on a couple of bets. In fact, I put five. Well, only small stakes, but I put five. Spread my bets thinly. Got absolutely nothing on Saturday afternoon. My mum, she put on five. Nothing. My stepdad, he put on four. Nothing. My 12-year-old daughter, I put a bet on her behalf and she won everything. The little rascal. She was minted quids in over the weekend. Trust you had a really good one. Madness coming up in our house in the middle of our street. Amy Winehouse on the way as well. And traffic and travel, you are in just a moment. It is 20 to 7 now on a Monday morning.
Helen's Homecoming Lamb.
Pick
This is Greatest Hits Radio.
Playing more of the greatest hits in moments. Get the latest travel update next.
So it is a quite an uncomfortable area.
Greatest Hits Radio.
Travel update.
With One Call Taxi app. Pay by card on the app. Download today.
Heavy already as you're on the east line. That's through the roadworks at the Rainford Road. That's the Windle traffic lights.
The good times.
The good times.
Sound like this.
Greatest Hits Radio.
Celebrating the 40th anniversary this year. Madness. Our house in the middle of our streets. Soapy never ages, does he? Just sort of looks the same. 14 minutes to 7 is the time. My name is Rossi. Good morning. And Monday has arrived. Maybe today is the day you're going to run a little bit late. Maybe you can use some of these excuses that I've just come across. A list of genuine excuses for turning up late for work. Get a load of these. So if you're running late this morning, perhaps you can choose one or two of these. Including, my heating went down overnight, so I had to stay at home to keep my snake warm. Highly believable. I walked into a spider's web on the way out of my front door. I couldn't find the spider, so I had to go back into the shower again. These are genuine excuses for people turning up late. This is unbelievable. My left indicator wouldn't work, so I had to make right turns all the way to work. Honestly? And this is a fabulous one. Yeah, why were you late to work? I had to go to bingo. Could you imagine being that barefaced and brazen? Going in late to work, your boss said exactly what has kept you, why are you late? I had to go to bingo, boss. I think that'll go down really well with my government.
All I can ever be doing. Aircheckdownloads.com.